This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Civil rights activists in the 1960s are largely responsible for the existence of Black Studies programs on colleges and universities throughout the country. Now, Black Lives Matter protesters are playing a similar role. Jessica Bakeman of WLRN reports that under renewed political pressure, universities and colleges are planning to spend millions on addressing racial injustice.
Could you cut the lights?
Florida International University anthropology professor Andrea Queeley is leading a conversation about violence and prejudice against Haitians in the Caribbean.
That even the word Haitian becomes a marker, of lower class status.
I think even regionally.
This class was back in March, before COVID-19 forced the Miami Public University online.
So it's Blackness, but it's also proximity to Africanness, right?
Queeley is Black, and she's fought for years for the survival of the university's master's degree in African and African diaspora studies. It's been under threat because of its small enrollment of 3 to 6 students per year. Now the university has made, quote, enhancing the program part of its new plan to end institutional racism. The administration hasn't made specific commitments yet, but Queeley and her colleagues want to see the program expanded with new faculty and postdoctoral fellows.
There's this moment of awareness for pushing the agenda of justice further.
This moment isn't specific to FIU. Schools around the country are offering grants for research projects on anti-Black racism, and some are committing to hire more professors whose expertise is in the study of race. Washington University in St. Louis is one of those schools. It's putting $1 million into a new Center for the Study of Race, Ethnicity, and Equity, and beyond that, hiring a dozen new faculty members.
I think of them literally as like the astronauts.
Adrian Davis is a Black law professor and the incoming director of the new center. She says the new professor she'll hire will approach dismantling racism like launching a spacecraft.
You know, our university helped put the Mars rover on Mars. Great research universities solve the world's problems.
At some institutions that have not made these kinds of commitments, faculty members are pushing for renewed support for Black studies. According to the most recent federal data, 6% of college professors throughout the country are Black. In Miami, I'm Jessica Bakeman for Marketplace.